Welcome to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong, alongside Bill Alexander as always. Bill, how are you doing today?
Jason, I am doing great. Life is good.
That's what we like to hear, Bill. Life is good, and you know, we wanted to kick things off with a news story that I know it's important to the world of many of your clients.
Well, this actually is fairly recent news, and I don't think it's been spread out that much. And of course, it's kind of news that if you're not involved in it, it'd go in one ear and out the other. That's one thing that's always interested me about radio or television advertising too, because we're inundated with advertising, but if it's just like with all the car dealership advertisements that we see, we probably see 20 a day, whether it's on the radio or on television. And the fact is, if we're not looking for a car, it goes in one ear and out the other. We don't even pay attention. It's just noise. But the fact is that there was a recent medical study that was published Sunday a week ago, I believe, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it had to do with a new blood test that accurately diagnoses Alzheimer's disease, which is the cursed dementia disease, but it accurately diagnoses it 90% of the time. Now, what's crazy is the fact that this new test, and I suspect that this will be a blood test that's available to families fairly soon. It's kind of thing, and it is far more accurate than even PET scans and spinal taps and all of the other tests that have been used in the past to diagnose accurately whether someone has Alzheimer's or not. And obviously this is not a test that you would use unless you have someone who's starting to have memory issues. There's no reason to have this kind of test for someone who's doing well. I mean, you have to understand, we all have our times of forgetfulness, and that is quite common. I mean, and it's not because we're diseased or anything like that. I mean, think of all the times that you've put your eyeglasses down and then you have to look in three or four rooms to find them, or your keys, or, you go into a room and then you try to remember why you actually came into the room. You know there was a purpose, but you can't remember what the purpose was. Well, that's just normal, is what I'm getting at. But when your family starts telling you that you're becoming forgetful, and then you might want to listen to it. And this blood test is an easy way to discover if where this issue is arising. And of course, the other thing that is important with this is that if you catch it early, there are new drugs on the market now that actually significantly slow the progress of Alzheimer's. And to some degree, even improves memory, or at least that's what I've read. Now, whether it does or not, that's for other folks to determine. But to the degree there's a new, fairly accurate blood test that's a whole lot easier and less intrusive than some of the other methodologies that have been used. I mean, obviously, this is going to be a test that doctors will rely on in the future. And we're talking about near future, because this is not something that they're, you know, has to be approved by whatever. You know, it's really. I'm just delighted to know that they've made progress with that. Otherwise, we have our long-term care webinar coming up next week, and I want to encourage people to sign up for our Medicaid and long-term care webinar. It is free, as you know, and we do this every month, but the fact is that getting the message out is something that's really important. And of course, we also do our webinar on trusts and asset protection planning, which is important as well. But I wanted to focus this morning on Medicaid and long-term care and why people should plan in ways that will help them. Now, I want to focus on the fact that I'm not talking about giving your property away, and I'm not talking about even creating an irrevocable trust. There are lots of attorneys out there who say the only way you can protect your property is by placing it in an irrevocable trust and waiting through the five-year window, you know, the five-year look-back period, in order to effectively protect your assets from Medicaid estate recovery. And I'm here to tell you that is probably the last recommendation that I would make for most families, because there are lots of alternative methods that, in my opinion, are better and more appropriate for most clients who are concerned about the potential for needing nursing care and needing help from the Medicaid system. But that doesn't mean you can get away without doing pre-planning, which means, in essence, having the right documents in place before your crisis begins. And so I want to talk about that as well. But our webinar really is a good opportunity for folks to educate themselves on what they need to know and whether they are good candidates for doing the kind of planning that will help them get financial assistance if they need nursing care. And quite frankly, it's a rare family that doesn't need financial assistance when you have to pay out, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month in cash. I mean, who doesn't need assistance? For most folks, their nest egg is gone pretty quick if they don't get help.
It's a scary financial proposition, and, you know, that's why having this information ahead of time is so helpful. One, because you can do some planning around it, and two, because when you are actually dealing with a long-term care crisis, there's so much that's going on, it's hard to get accurate information quickly. So we encourage everyone who is in need of learning some more, attend the free webinars. You can go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page. It's free to register, free to attend. There's no cost associated with attending the webinars. It's just a wonderful educational opportunity for you and your loved ones to learn more about Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available to those who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. Go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page to register, or call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. 7000. Be sure to sign up now because the webinars are happening this Wednesday, August 14th. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. A quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can go to WGALaw.com if you're interested in attending the free webinars put on by WG Alexander and Associates. These are done the second Wednesday of every month. And guess what this Wednesday is? It's the second Wednesday of the month. It's Wednesday, August 14th. So that means you can attend their free webinars happening on that day. There are two of them happening this Wednesday. The morning session deals with long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits. We're going to be talking a lot about the Medicaid and long-term care issues associated with a lot of what's covered in that morning webinar. The afternoon webinar covers asset protection and trust planning. There's no cost associated with these. Just go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button to register and attend. It's so easy to do and it's completely free. WGALaw.com. That's where you want to go. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, as I alluded to earlier, your webinars are happening this week and the morning session is the Medicaid and long-term care webinar, and we want to really dive into that because there's so much information here that is helpful for people.
Well, and I would say this, Jason, there is a cost. It's just not a monetary cost.
Okay.
There is a time cost because folks will have to invest at least an hour and a half to 2 hours for each of the webinars, because we actually try to educate you as much as possible in terms of all of the issues that, and of course, we can only do so much, but we can give folks a pretty good idea of what to expect and whether they can be eligible or certain programs that they can't get eligibility to. And because we go over more than just Medicaid, we go over all of the different programs that are available that can help families with a long-term care crisis. And that's why it's so important for folks to see what it's about. But part of it has to do with the fact that families that have the right documents in place prior to a crisis, those families are in so much better shape to do the planning that's necessary than families that don't have the documents in place. I talk all the time about the fact that seniors need enhanced general durable powers of attorney. And I know what people are doing out there. They're saying, well, I got a power of attorney. That should be fine. And the fact of the matter is, it's not. It's not sufficient. And that's why those powers of attorney that give your agent enhanced powers are what's required when you have a Medicaid crisis where you're trying to protect your property. Because the fact is that your run-of-the-mill powers of attorney don't allow you to do the things that you need to do to protect your property. And I'll give you an easy one. Typically for a married couple, when one spouse has significant issues and we're trying to do what's necessary to make sure that they're eligible for Medicaid and to protect all of their property from Medicaid estate recovery, it's a matter of having the ability, one thing, if they're married, is to be able to move the property, their ownership, title, from both of them or from one of them to the other spouse. And that is an easy way for a person who is married. Now, even for a single person, there are ways to move property, money, real estate, homes, and protect them so that you can get eligibility for the program and to protect the property at the same time. But your ability to do that, you got to think about it. If you're sick, are you able, do you have the capacity to sign the documents and understand what's going on? Well, the fact is that when you're that sick, you may very well not be able to sign documents. So who's going to sign those documents on your behalf? No one, unless you have a power of attorney that authorizes them to do what needs to be done. Now, just because a general power of attorney says it's general, it can be used for lots and lots of different things, doesn't mean it gives your agent enhanced powers. And one of those enhanced powers is to be able to gift property from you to your spouse, or to you and to your children, or to a trust, or the like. Those aren't in your normal general durable power of attorney. So again, I can't stress enough the fact that I will also say this, regular attorneys give you enhanced general durable powers of attorney? No. So who does? Elder law attorneys do, typically, if you need them. And of course, our law firm generally is going to make sure you have an enhanced general durable power of attorney, unless there's a really strong reason why you should not have one. And you might say, well, why shouldn't I have one? Well, in order to have an enhanced power of attorney, you've got to have a person in your life whom you trust absolutely and completely. Not necessarily your oldest child, not necessarily a child who lives close by, but a person, whether it's a child or a spouse or someone else, that you don't have to worry about the fact that they will do what's in your best interest and to make sure that you are taken care of the way you want to be taken care of. That is a critical element of having an enhanced general durable power of attorney. Now, you need other documents too think about it. Your health is bad. Who's going to make health care decisions for you if you can't do it yourself? So you need a health care power of attorney. Most of us, with rare exception, should have an advance directive for natural death. It's a very limited document that basically says, I want to die naturally. Don't hook me up to life support if I have no hope of living, having a decent life out there. So that's important. Federal law requires you to have a medical release for HIPAA compliance, so that's a no-brainer. And most of us, if not all of us, should have a digital release today as well, which allows our agent to go online and use our username and password to get to our bank account or our investment account. And guess what? Why do they need that? Well, it's because if you're incapacitated, then somebody's got to pay your bills. And more than likely, your bills are going to get paid online rather than somebody stroking a check or calling your credit card in. It's some basic things that all of us should have. And in fact, these are the kinds of documents that we should have whether we're a senior or not, because, with health care, we could have a health care crisis at any age. You never know. I tell families that when their children turn 18, they should have their children sign a healthcare power of attorney, because, you know, as a parent, we lose the right to make decisions for them when they turn 18. And if so, a healthcare power of attorney in that respect is an important thing to have. So, you know, just some things here to think about as it relates to having the right documents in place. Now, when we come back, I want to continue down this line of thoughts in terms of how we can use your last will and testament in a different way to protect your spouse in the event of needing financial assistance for nursing care or otherwise.
Stay tuned for that. This is helpful information, and again, why we should be planning ahead of time and having these conversations. If you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, maybe you have some questions of your own, or you're interested in having some documents drawn up, or maybe it's been decades since you've had your documents reviewed, or you've never had them reviewed by an elder law attorney. You can go to wgalaw.com and schedule some time to speak with a professional. You can also call the office. The phone number is 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. And if you're interested in attending the free webinars happening this Wednesday, August 14th, you can learn more about long-term care assistance. You can learn more about asset protection and trust planning. Both of those webinars are free to attend. As Bill said earlier, there's no monetary cost, but there is a cost on your time, because you're going to learn a whole lot. These are very robust and well-explained webinars that will arm you with helpful information. Go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page to register. A short break and back. You are listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back. Listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can go to wgalaw.com if you would like to register for the WG Alexander and Associates free webinars happening this coming Wednesday, August 14th. Go to wgalaw.com so you can sign up for either of the long-term care assistance webinars happening in the morning or the asset protection and trust planning webinar happening in the afternoon. Both are highly educational. We encourage you to attend and participate in the free webinar. WGALaw.com is the place to go. If you want to call the office to register, you can do that by calling 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. I am Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, and today we're talking all about Medicaid and long-term care planning. And Bill, just before we went to break, we were talking about the importance of planning and legal documents.
No question about it. And I might add that my son, Thomas Alexander, who has been an attorney with my firm here for the past 3 years, he often does our long-term care webinar. And I can, Thomas has not only worked here for the past 3 years before he went to law school. He also worked here before that. So he knows everything there is to know about Medicaid and long-term care planning and the documents that folks need. And he really does an excellent job explaining how these Medicaid programs and other long-term care programs, veterans benefits, works to help families pay for the exorbitant cost of long-term care. Now, before we went to break, I was talking about one legal document that can be used. Most people don't use them this way, but the fact is that they can be used very effectively for long-term care planning. And so what am I talking about? I'm talking about your last will and testament. Now, when we're talking about a will, there is one negative aspect about it for it to work, and that is somebody's got to die. Because if your will is just a piece of paper until you die and you take your will down to the clerk of superior court and have it probated. But here's the thing. Let's say that you have a spouse who is going downhill rapidly and is likely going to need nursing care or significant care either during your lifetime or clearly at your death. Because, you know, oftentimes a married couple can take care of each other somehow until one dies, and then the other one is in deep due because they don't have their spouse there to help take care of them anymore. And oftentimes older clients are struggling to take care of each other, if you will, because typically both of them have some issues, and oftentimes one is far worse than the other. But here's, most folks have a will. Well, I shouldn't say most. A lot of folks have a will in place. But for those folks who've been married a good while and have children, the typical will is what we call a sweetheart will. I leave everything to my spouse, but if my spouse dies first, then I leave everything equally to our children. Now, lots of families are more complex than that today, with second marriages and children by previous marriages and things like that. But it's still not uncommon to leave everything to your spouse and then equally to my children or our children or whatever it is. But here's the thing. That does not take advantage of an irrevocable trust that you can create in your last will and testament. And you typically are creating this kind of trust, what we call a supplemental needs trust, for the benefit, for the sole benefit of your surviving spouse. And this kind of trust is a no-brainer, particularly if you know that if you die, your spouse will not be able to manage things on their own. So in essence, you typically will have one of your children, or possibly more than one, manage things for your surviving spouse. And if there aren't any children, it might be your sibling or someone else who has to come in to help manage things for your surviving spouse. Well, if you have a situation like that, or one where it's likely if you die, your spouse is going to need assistance and possibly need long-term care in a nursing home or otherwise, then having a supplemental needs trust is wonderful. It's based on federal law. It's fully discretionary trust, so it's asset protected. It's a wonderful asset protection trust. The trustee would then have the ability to invest the monies and properties that are left any way needed. There's no handcuffs on investments. And there are no handcuffs on the distributions. And that can be extremely important. But it clearly states that the trust is not to supplant government assistance, but it's instead used to supplement any government assistance that might be available. Now, some of the other things that are really nice about this kind of trust in your will is the fact that it is not countable against your spouse for Medicaid eligibility. There's no five-year look-back rule as it relates to this kind of trust. So in essence, if your spouse had to go to a nursing home when you die, then likely they would be close to or immediately eligible for Medicaid. so that the property that you've left is protected in this trust, and then your trustee can supplement your spouse's care in the nursing home. But let's take another example. Let's say that your spouse can still manage somehow to stay at home, but they don't have the ability to manage things. And in essence, they can stay home with some help. Or it may be that your children are coming in to keep them at home. Or someone, or you're paying other folks to come in to help them. Or they need assisted living or memory care where they're not eligible for financial assistance. Because some people can be eligible and other folks would not. That's a reason you need to come to the webinar to learn whether you could be eligible for financial assistance in assisted living or memory care or home care for that matter. Or not, because it's just as important to know if you can't be eligible as it is that you can be eligible. So, but here again, let's say, but the point is this. Okay, so you're in assisted living and it's costing you $6,000 a month, and everything is in this trust. Well, the fact is there's no limitation on what can be spent. All of the income and as much of the principal or the corpus of the trust can be used by the trustee to take care of your spouse. And so if it's $6,000 a month and you have $6,000 in that trust that you can spend, there's not anything that keeps the trustee from using that to pay for the care that it's needed. But if they have to go to nursing care either now or later, then what's left in the supplemental needs trust is not a countable asset, no 5-year look back. And hence, the fact is that the trust is going to help them get immediate eligibility for Medicaid and protect what's left. And asset protection is important to folks because we don't want to lose our house because we need Medicaid. And quite frankly, it's a rare family that does not need financial assistance when it comes to the high cost of nursing care.
It is an extravagant cost, and you're exactly right. That's why this planning is so key and making sure that we are aware of the options available to us. And, you know, we keep mentioning it, but it is so critical to make sure that if you haven't registered for one of these free webinars all dedicated to long-term care assistance, it really is worth your time. It's free to do so. You can go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page. There's actually two webinars that you can register for. The morning session deals with the long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits. The afternoon session deals with asset protection and trust planning. But the next set of webinars is happening this Wednesday, August 14th. So if you're interested, be sure to sign up now. Don't wait. Go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button, or call 919-256-7000, 919-256-7000. A short break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. Are listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Don't forget, WG Alexander and Associates is having their free webinars this coming Wednesday, August 14th. If you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, learn what are the often half-truths related to Medicaid that so many of us might be guilty of falling victim to. Or if you want to learn more about asset protection and trust planning, there's two webinars that you can sign up for this coming Wednesday. Go to wgalaw.com to learn more. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page, wgalaw.com. www.medicaidmedicare.com. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, and we are talking all things Medicaid and long-term care planning. And we've been talking, Bill, about documents and, you know, ways that we can plan so that our families are taken care of.
No question. And of course, the biggest mistake that so many families make is they assume that Medicaid is only for folks who are dirt poor. In other words, folks tell you that you have to, quote, spend down all your money until you only have $2,000 left before you can apply for Medicaid or successfully apply for Medicaid. And the fact is that that is absolutely not true. The fact is that Congress made Medicaid, now there are Medicaid programs where you have to be poor. I mean, that's true. But when it comes to long-term care Medicaid, for nursing care particularly, Congress made that available to middle-class families. Now, a lot of middle-class families need professional help to where they can become eligible. That's true. In fact, that's one of the things that keeps us busy in our law firm in terms of helping middle-class families get Medicaid eligibility quickly and protecting their property from what's called Medicaid estate recovery. And that's important for folks to understand, but the fact is there's so many myths out there that, you know, where it's just not true. Another one is, hey, if I go on Medicaid, then the state's going to take my house away when I die. And of course, if you don't have professional help, that's a possibility. But with professional help, you're not going to lose your home or your farm. I mean, that's really important for folks to understand that sometimes it really does make a difference to have an elder law attorney's help in getting eligibility and protecting your home, your farm, your money so that you can get the help you need. Because the fact is that how many families do you know that has an extra $10,000 a month of income to pay for care and for all of the other living expenses that go into taking care of the spouse at home or otherwise? Because all of us have expenses. In fact, for most of us, at the end of the month, our income is gone, and we haven't even paid a nickel for long-term care. You know, we don't have anybody coming in to take care of us. We take care of ourselves. But the fact is that that getting our bills paid for a lot of folks is a struggle. And if you add on to that the cost of having somebody come to the house to help take care of you, or the cost of assisted living or memory care, and nursing care, of course, is the worst of all when it comes to the cost, because the fact is that most of the nursing homes, you're talking on the low end $8,000 and on the high end $12,000 or more per month in cash, because it's not like you can give them chickens to take care of you. And for most people who don't get the help, the legal help, quickly, when they know that a crisis is coming down the road, if you don't get the help right then, for most families, they will be out of resources within a year. And I can't tell you how many families I've helped over the years where folks have actually said, you know, if we had just known what we know now and had come to you 2 or 3 years ago, you know, as opposed to waiting until we thought we were close to being eligible for Medicaid, Had we known what we knew, we would have been here 3 years ago. And so that's, it's such a shame when folks realize that they could have preserved their nest egg and their home and gotten their loved one on Medicaid if they had just had the right documents in place and had help from an elder law attorney. My dad used to talk about being penny wise and dollar foolish. And there's some other expressions out there that mean the same thing, but it's kind of thing where, yeah, there are times when it's smart to do things on your own. But the fact is, when it comes to complicated programs like Medicaid or VA benefits, when it comes to the improved pension with aid and attendance or some of the other programs out there, the fact is these rules are complicated. More often than not, when I've had a family where one of the children or the spouse was trying to do it on their own, you know, they've done their reading, they've done their internet searches, they've read a book or two, and they think they can do it. In almost every case, I've had to undo what they've done in order to redo it, if you will, in a way that would work to get their loved one on Medicaid. And it can be also important for folks to understand that getting help doing the Medicaid application can be a huge benefit as well. And families have to be very, very careful when it comes to social workers or nursing home workers or others who say, well, I can help you with the Medicaid application, because the fact is that, yes, they know how to fill out an application, but they don't know how the rules work. And quite frankly, to have once an application is filed, you can't take it back. And the fact is that for the majority of folks need to do pre-planning prior to filing an application. And filing an application at the wrong time can actually really screw a family out of potential benefits that they could receive. So you need to have the assistance of someone who understands the rules, understand the planning techniques before an application is filed. So be very careful of the folks who will help you with an application.
Don't make a costly mistake. If you want to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney at WG Alexander & Associates, go to WGALaw.com to do that, or call 919-256-7000. A quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Be sure to go to WGALaw.com if you want to register for their free webinars happening on Wednesday, August 14th. These are put on by WG Alexander and Associates. Learn more about long-term care assistance. We talked about it a lot today. We've learned that there are a lot of pitfalls involved, so be sure that you're getting expert advice. You can do that by attending the webinar this coming Wednesday. You can also learn more about asset protection and trust planning. WGALaw.com is the place to go to register. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page. That will do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We hope you have a wonderful day.